You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're all in studio for the first time in since March of 2020.
Yep.
Crazy. Last night, John, I think I screwed it up. The bad luck effect was in full effect.
It was not you.
Yeah, I ate a Dodger dog last night. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's working. We're in the studio, but I don't think that microphone is working. Last night I ate a Dodger dog, which I normally don't. I did have the helmet nachos with the extra jalapenos, which has generally been good luck, but I ate one of those squishy, spongy, brand new Dodger dogs that are absolutely awful, and I think the Dodger dog is what brought bad luck.
All right, does this sound any better?
Yeah, no, actually you're on the air.
All right, good.
I don't think you were.
No, the mic I'm supposed to use
is
not functioning.
That's all right.
Then, you know, what do you know?
We got to tune this sucker up. It's been since March of 2020.
Oh, he just said it's Michael Thompson's microphone, so he takes it out.
Oh, got
it. This will work fine.
Okay, good.
Here's basically the story.
Yeah.
Remember when the Warriors, they were loaded. They had Steph, they had Clay,
sure. They
had Durant.
Yep.
And then everybody all went down at the same time.
Yes.
Clay went down. Durant went down.
Yeah.
I think Draymond went down. Look at the Dodgers' injuries now.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so first they lose Dustin May.
Yep.
Trevor Bauer goes full Trevor Bauer.
Yep.
They lose Clayton Kershaw.
Right.
Now they've lost Max Muncy. Last night they lost Justin Turner. Julio Urias is completely out of gas. They have run him into the ground. And they're out of bodies. And, you know, there's going to be some people today that tell you the Dodgers were in this position last year.
Yeah, the Dodgers were in this position last year
and
came back.
They're not.
Are you calling it over?
Over tonight.
You're calling it over tonight?
Tonight.
Give me $20,000 mythical dollars on the Dodgers winning tonight. I think they absolutely win and get to a game six.
You're kind of bad luck on your bets, Mace. I don't know if I like this.
I'm hitting most.
You keep
of them.
Losing. No, you're not. You're losing most of your 20K bets.
By the way.
Yeah.
The what time will Steve Mason arrive at the stadium bet last night?
Yes. I did not know the times. Okay. I didn't keep track of them.
Bergman, do you remember the exact time that you gave me?
I do. 5:32.
He hit it on the number.
Wow. On the nose.
If you were on the prices, matter of fact, you should get $2,000 instead of $1,000.
Let's go. I'll take it.
You know where the rough part of going to
right
Dodgers
on the number.
The rough part of going to Dodger Stadium wasn't so much the surface streets, which I took last night.
Once you got into the bowl.
It's once you get into there and you have to
Allegiant
wait to go through
Park.
The toll booths. Yeah.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not ready to mail this in, John. Now, I will
they
point out
Jorge is.
Done.
Jorge quit last night at 7:44.
Jorge
he said,
is correct.
He
I
said,
did. I did.
But at 7:44, he said, that's it, guys. It's like the Lakers versus the Suns last year. Injuries and fatigue.
That's it. Yeah, he's right.
Exactly. I disagree.
It.
Completely
okay,
disagree.
We'll see.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't agree.
Who pitches tonight for the Dodgers?
You know what? It's going to open with Knebel. We're going to run a bullpen game. By the way, we ran bullpen games all year long and were successful. The Braves ran a bullpen game last night and they beat us. You can win with a bullpen game.
It's the pitching's not the problem.
No, the hitting is the problem.
In 10 postseason games, the Dodgers have scored 2 runs or less in 5 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not the same.
How many
team.
Runners in scoring position last night?
Well, no matter how many there were, they didn't bring very many of them home.
Two. They had 2 runners in scoring position the entire night. That's how bad they're hitting. Trey Turner, I mean, what the hell? Trey Turner, the batting title.
Face of the earth.
We went back and looked. Bergman and I went back and looked, and he was bad in the postseason when he was with the Nationals, too. Now, overall, if you count the Dodgers' run, along with the Nationals' run, He has an on-base percentage in the postseason of .269 and a .219 career postseason average. This is a guy with a .350 on-base average and the batting title, and he cannot hit in the postseason.
And all the Braves are hitting.
Yes, they are.
So why? What makes you think, other than you just being Pollyanna, that the Dodgers win tonight?
Because we've had success with bullpen games all year long.
Yeah, but again, the bullpens are not the problem. Well, how are you going to get runs?
Yeah, you know what? They're going to have to juggle the lineup, obviously. Pujols is starting. Cody Bellinger is going to play center. No Gavin Lux tonight. He's been a bust. He was great for a long stretch there, but he's been a bust in this series. I don't think you give up at this point.
You do.
No. Look,
here, matter of fact, Jorge, give Mason a little music for this rant. Go ahead, Mace. Go ahead. Give your speech as to why the Dodgers are going to win.
You are one game away from Max Scherzer being come on.
The end.
You guys are weak.
I'm with you, Mace. It's not over.
You guys are.
I bet a year ago you gave up in this spot when we were down 3-1.
No, because they were healthy.
Find the tape. I think he gave up when we were down 3-1 last year in the postseason.
Let's go back a year and see if we can find the tape.
Yeah, go back and find that tape from a year ago, Jorge.
Get right on that.
Yeah,
Jorge.
Jump on it, Jorge. You're the master of all this crap. I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over. And there are some things I would do tonight differently. First of all, let's go back to last night.
Yeah.
Why don't you pull Julio Urias after the third home run?
We all texted the same thing at the exact same time.
I mean, 3-0 is a manageable deficit. 5-0, he ended up giving up two more runs, is really, really tough. After the third home run, pull Julio Urias. He obviously didn't have it. They were hitting him hard all night.
Wait a minute. You guys, you and Bergman, are the two guys who always say, no, you got to let him work through it. The one who wants to pull guys in the second inning.
Look, this is life and death. You give up three home runs, and they're smacking the ball really hard off you. It means you don't got it. I have no idea what Roberts was thinking last night by not pulling Julio Urias.
Well, you're the plan guy. You're the one that's, we got to follow the plan. The plan was for Urias to go five.
You're preaching the John Ireland sermon. Yeah, get him out.
The plan changes based on circumstances.
Well, obviously it didn't because he went five.
Obviously, Dave Roberts in that situation made the wrong decision. This is where I'll criticize Dave Roberts.
You say all the time that it's not Dave Roberts. He doesn't make one decision. It's all coming up from up top. And they have a plan that if things change, they like to change in the middle.
Wow,
they know after three.
Where's the plan now?
I felt like they were managing for tonight. I felt like through that game, they were managing for tonight. Like they mailed that. All right.
Turn this up, Jorge.
Some Dodger. I will say this. I just went to StubHub and got my parking and my ticket.
Why didn't you just
for Section 4? And I can tell you, if you want to go to the game, it's really cheap tonight.
Why don't you just take money on your way over there and throw it out the window?
It's not that bad.
Wait a minute.
This is nothing.
First of all, you have to change. You have to wear all black to this funeral.
No. I've got my mesh Dodgers hat and I've got my Brooklyn Dodgers T-shirt under the sweater.
Jorge, you got a black Dodger hat Mason can wear tonight in honor of the end.
Boy, I save this tape. Save all this friggin' tape.
You got it. I got to say.
Yeah.
Now. I'm recording right
now.
By the way,
what he just said is the lead on tomorrow's show. After Rosario hits three more home runs.
I can't believe that you have all given up.
The team is not our team.
The team.
There is no Justin Turner. There's no Max Muncy. There's no Clayton Hurt.
Justin Turner was a waste of time in this postseason.
Max Scherzer isn't pitching tonight. You are hanging You're hanging your reputation
on a bullpen game.
Phil Bickford.
I bet you our record in bullpen games this year was a winning record. I mean, I don't have that stat in front of me, but I'm just guessing that, wouldn't you say, Bergman, we won a lot of bullpen games this year.
We played a lot of bullpen games, won a lot of those bullpen games, but you know who doesn't give up?
Hey! What's this lying around? What the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Germans?
Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now.
Yeah.
Because when the going gets tough,
you pack your bags for the summer.
The tough get going.
No, the tough get going, Ireland. Ireland. The
Let's
tough get
go.
Going.
Come on.
This is Mason running by himself.
This is a championship team that will rise to the occasion.
This is the end, my friend.
This show is so not what I was expecting today. I thought there was going to be fight in you weak spined.
I'm with you, Mace.
No spine. No spine.
You know who's,
adversity. You can deal with adversity.
You know where the spine is?
Yeah.
Rosario. He just had another extra base hit. We can't get this guy out.
Okay. Let's open the. Have you quit? Have you quit? Like John Ireland and Jorge and Bergman.
I don't know if I would refer
I did
to
not
as
quit.
You've quit. No, you've quit.
No, I did not quit.
No, you're a quitter.
No, there's a difference.
Yeah, you're playing this is the end.
Accepting reality.
No, you've gone to the doors. You are quitting.
Yes, it's the end.
Yeah.
Going to a funeral. Change
it
into
is not.
Black.
877-710-ESPN. I say we win tonight. I say we win tonight
I
and force
Mason
a game
is
six.
A delusional, Pollyanna, shameless Dodger apologist.
Unbelievable. Well, this is not what I expected. Bergman, you've quit?
No, I have not
Bergman's
quit.
Bergman's with you, and Jorge and I have accepted reality. Jorge's dad.
Jorge is so weak.
Jorge's dad.
Jorge is so
weak.
Don't vote for Jorge.
My dad turned off the TV yesterday.
That's what I say.
Watching.
Don't vote for Jorge.
Jorge gave up two nights
vote
in a row.
I want the producer with a spine.
Wait a minute.
Who still believes the Dodgers
can win. He
doesn't
get any credit for calling the game 2 hours early last night. He knew that we were done.
No, he was weak. He's a quitter.
Wait, no, I'll tell you who was weak.
We don't quit.
I'll tell you who was weak and a quitter. It was our bullpen. Those dudes were just serving them up like meatballs.
Well, here's the thing. I still, and I don't understand, as we take some calls, I don't understand why you don't pull Julio Urías after the third home run. They were hitting the ball hard off Urías. They were hitting it hard. And when you see those hard hit balls, you know it ain't there. Why are you worried about your bullpen? I would have gone to Blake Treinen early in that game to maintain that 3-0 deficit.
You know me. I would take anybody out if he gets two guys on base.
And so tonight, by the way, bullpen game, Treinen hasn't been used a couple of days. Give me two innings from Treinen. Give me four outs from Kenley.
What happens if Treinen gives up three solo home runs?
You know, here's the thing. You know, Treinen has been our best reliever against lefties this year. That's who you want against Rosario. You want Treinen against Rosario and Freeman.
All right, if he gives up three solo home runs like Julio did last night, do you leave him in?
Well, ifs and buts. I mean, you always go to some weird hypothetical.
No, I said if he does what Julio did last night and gives up three solo home runs in the first two innings.
You don't even watch. First of all, he's not going to pitch in the first three innings. You're not going to start trying it.
Who are you starting, Knebel?
Yeah, I'm starting Knebel again.
So how long are you stick with him?
One.
No, if he goes 1-2.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Today, I think I want to go work at 570 where they have some optimism.
Yes, if you want the unvarnished truth, you're at the right place.
God.
If you want people lying to you, go down the dial.
This is the most brutal take of all time.
Everybody's hurt.
Justin
Steven Souza is hitting cleanup tonight.
Justin Turner was like 1 for 100 in the postseason.
Trey Turner still is.
Trey Turner is. And by the way, I wouldn't mind moving Trey Turner down in the lineup.
Move
him
up?
Down in the lineup.
Who are you moving up?
I want to see Albert Pujols higher in the lineup.
Albert Pujols
against the lefty. I want to see Albert Pujols back cleanup.
He will be tonight. What do they have to lose?
And I know it's lefty-lefty, but Bellinger's hot. I would move Bellinger and Seager. Bellinger and Taylor higher in the lineup.
Well, the lineup will come out while we're on the air. We'll get it. By the way, are we doing the day?
Sorry, it's Lakers ticket Thursday, which means...
Wait a minute. Laker tickets for the game Friday against Phoenix?
For tomorrow night. Oh,
really?
No. For tomorrow night, right? Yeah, for tomorrow. Friday. It's Thursday, Friday.
A rematch of the playoffs.
Rematch of the playoffs tomorrow night. Suns versus Lakers at Staples Center. You got to pay attention because it's sometime today... I am going to tell a lie. If you can figure out what it is, you will be at tomorrow night's Lakers-Suns game at Staples Center.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. And speaking of the Lakers.
When did we get 10 phone lines? I thought we used to have only 5.
We're a high-budget operation here.
Don't tell them.
Jorge,
quitter.
Stay with me.
Hey, quitter.
No, stay with me here.
Stop.
You know, I've decided that when it comes to the Lakers, you won't listen to me. So I've hired an actual spokesperson. To help make some of my points.
The Lakers.
So for the Lakers, because you've tuned me out.
Oh, no.
So here's the first point I'd like to make from my spokesperson. Go
yes.
ahead.
Russell Westbrook plays 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire.
Russell
Westbrook.
That is Jorge's 3-year-old
daughter.
Maite.
Maite. I need
making the obvious point that Russell Westbrook plays 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire.
I need a little kid to be a spokesperson for me. Hey, if you're 3 right now and you're listening, and jump on the phone.
Right. And you can say this. This is the end.
No! All right. Have you quit like Jorge and Ireland, or do you believe there is life in this Dodgers team? 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN. Stop!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ireland just had his reading glasses on. Give him a kite and a key. He looks like Ben Franklin.
You know, I've noticed that my eyes have gone quick.
Yeah,
too.
No, they go away fast.
So
they
you
go
don't
away
need
fast.
You
don't no,
need
don't need reading glasses.
So what do you wear glasses
I need,
for?
I need glasses for vision for a distance.
Oh, I'm
to
the
look
opposite.
Cool.
So when
you
I go
cool?
no, so I when do I go to a game, I can actually see what's going on. When
yeah,
I
can see
when
that
I want to see the Dodgers win tonight, I wear my glasses.
Jorge and I have decided that this is the end, that the Dodgers have finally reached the end of the road. They have too many injuries.
You would never do this to the Lakers. You did not do this when the Lakers were down last year. You said, we got a chance.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Why did? Yeah. Oh, right, I forgot. You're looking at your paycheck right now.
I don't want to be fired.
Yeah.
Which is why if you tune into the other station today, they will tell you, going 7.
We're alive.
But the truth is, they are as close to dead as dead.
I completely disagree. They're one game away from Max Scherzer in game 6.
Funeral tonight.
Yeah, I'm not. We are winning tonight. By the way, if you want to go to the game, I mentioned this a second ago. I'm in field section 4, and I was shocked at how low the price was.
Why are you shocked? There's no one else wants to go to a funeral.
Shocked. There's a great seat.
Here is Robert in LA at LAX. Hey, Robert, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey guys.
Hey Robert, are you on your way to Atlanta for Game 6 from LAX?
I wish I was. I'm actually working. I'm a canine handler over here.
Oh,
beautiful,
cool, man.
Big dog show here. All right, go ahead.
Awesome.
So, are you with me that it's over? It's the end. Or are you with Mason? Come on, our guys will pull us through.
Come on, John. You got to know better than to give up on the Dodgers. These guys have been backs against the wall all year long, and all they do is pull it out when they need to. Even the other night when they were down by 3 runs and Bellinger came up and hit a 3-run homer, yep. No one was expecting that to happen, and he put it out anyway. You know, these guys have done nothing but be the comeback kids for the last 4 years, if you want to think about it, every time that their back's against the wall. So I don't know how you can give up on them. And also, I got a quick one for Mason's lie, if you guys are up for it.
Okay, sure, go ahead. Well, it's early. Think, it's not the official win time, but what is you, what do you think is my lie?
I think his lie is that he wants to go work at 570, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely a lie. I'm happy exactly where I am. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Here's Oscar on line 5 in Downey. Hey, Oscar, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, Oscar.
Oscar.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, I usually agree with Mason, but I have to agree with Ireland. They're dead.
You're a quitter? Are you a quitter?
Oscar is a realist.
Oscar is a quitter. Oscar, how does it feel to be a quitter? What's it like in life to be a quitter?
It's just the way Roberts handled the game. It just reminded me of the World Series where he didn't take you Darvish out. You know, it's just, you know, he just... bad move, you know?
What was the worst move?
He was thinking of today's game when he should have won yesterday's game. He didn't pull He didn't pull Urias. He knew he didn't have it.
Yeah, so, Mason, I did for the second consecutive game get the Steve Mason text. Why are we playing for tomorrow?
Yeah, no, why are we playing? Why do we care about tomorrow?
Thanks, Oscar. And you're right that this is the end. It's been a great season.
If we are down 3-0 last night, 3-0 is a manageable debt. Like, you feel like you're still in the game. They allowed Julio to stay in the game, even though he clearly didn't have it, and he gave up two more runs.
Nick Harvey says you've just told the lie when you said Dodgers win today.
That is not a lie. I am 100% confident that we're winning this game. Save all this tape. 100% confident we're winning this game tonight.
Consider saved.
Yeah, it's all saved. Yeah. Trust me. Nick on the 91 freeway. Hey, Nick, are you on your way to the funeral?
No, I'm actually if Roberts follows my plan, we're going to win game 6 and game 7 in Atlanta.
Okay, what's the plan?
They're not done. All right, here's the plan.
Yep.
He's got to stop using his starters on their bullpen days as a reliever. It's not working. We saw it with Scherzer. We saw it with Urias last night. It doesn't work. He needs to abandon that right away. Second thing, he needs to move Mookie into the three hole and switch him into Trey Turner. Trey Turner is too long right now. He's got to get on base, take walks, bunt, soft up the defense, and get him out of this. It's like, you know, everybody's on bases right now. So if you switch Turner and Betts is going to be able to drive him in, and it's just not working with Trey Turner in the
field. So you would lead off with Trey Turner is what you're saying?
Correct.
You're going to take the guy who has been the worst for us and put him at the top of the lineup.
The automatic out at the top of the lineup?
Yeah, because it's going to change his approach. Right now he's trying to hit the ball to the gaps, hit the ball over the fence. I mean, you've seen his swings. They're nowhere close.
Yeah, nowhere close.
Get him into the mentality of shortening up his swing, take a walk, take a bunt, get him out of the shift, because right now he's hitting everything onto the left side of the field.
Yep. All right, good.
Thanks, Nick.
By the way, I would drop Turner down the lineup. I wouldn't move him up the lineup. I would drop him down the lineup.
I wouldn't move Turner. I agree with Nick about that. Yeah. But I wouldn't move him up. I would move him the other way.
Even though it's Max Fried, it's a lefty, I would still move Bellinger up in the lineup.
By the
Bellinger just hot and playing with a lot of confidence.
Thanks, Nick, for the phone call. Thanks, Nick. By the way, Max Fried, the guy pitching for Atlanta tonight, used to be a Dodger bat boy.
Did he really?
Yeah, this is going to be.
Oh, wow.
This is not going to be.
What does that have to do with anything? What do you mean? Because he was the bat boy? He's going to win tonight?
This is his moment.
Oh, yeah. It's the bat boy effect.
He's come full circle.
The bat boy effect. I love that.
He's got a chance to go onto the mound he used to dream of.
Yeah. He was a bat boy.
Here is Veronica in Chino. Hey, Veronica, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
One of us is doing great, and one of us is a quitter.
You know, these fair-weathered fans are not necessary for you, Mace. You need to move on because we're taking it tonight. It's just that simple.
Okay, Veronica. Enjoy your funeral.
Oh, God. Yeah.
By the way.
I'll enjoy your funeral, John. Okay.
Enjoy John's funeral.
Yeah, it could happen. By the way, this just came. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
This just came across social media. Hey, at Venice Mace, I'm with you. Play this Braveheart video for LA Ireland. The Dodgers are winning tonight. See you in Atlanta. Arash Markasi.
You are
now aligned with Arash Markasi.
I have aligned myself with one of my favorite people, Arash Markasi, who does every day. Do you get the email from Arash Markasi every day?
I do.
Yeah, I love that morning email. You go sign up for that. He's writing on Substack, and he's on the I love Arash Markasi. Thank you, Arash.
Now, of course, Arash, had you gone the other way, he would have denounced you.
I would have. Yeah. I would have denounced you.
The Dodgers just don't have their people. This isn't the Dodgers.
John, let's be realistic.
There is no Clayton Kershaw. There's no Julio Urias. Tonight, there's no Max Scherzer.
Correct.
There is no Max Muncy.
Right.
There is no Justin Turner.
Right. Justin Turner's been I hate to say this, but I think Justin Turner was like an automatic out for us in this series, in this postseason in general. Don't you think, Greg?
Yeah, no, he absolutely was. His swing wasn't hitting well. He was actually not playing all that great defense either. So he was just kind of...
Terrible that he's hurt, and I mean, he pulled his hamstring. It's a grade 2 hamstring. They're going to replace him on the roster with probably Billy McKinney or Zach McKinstry.
Or Andy Burns.
He's done for the year, Justin Turner. But he was not hitting. So, I mean, it's terrible that he's hurt, but I don't think we lose anything.
Here's where you guys screwed up. You should have listened to me when I said... don't try and win the division.
Agreed.
Because they grinded everybody in that last week of the season.
Disagree.
And now
disagree.
Urias and Scherzer have dead arms.
Disagree.
How can you disagree?
You disagree because you think they're going to win this series.
No, because the fact is it went down to the last day of the season and they had a shot to tie for the division.
And how did that go?
Were it not for Chris Taylor in the wild card game, there's no guarantee we would have even taken our 106-win team to the NLDS.
You're not healthy, you're not hitting, and your pitchers all have dead arms.
John, what has happened when the Dodgers have been in elimination games so far this year?
Well, they haven't lost one, obviously.
Correct. They're 3-0. 3-0. They were down 2-1 to the Giants. Did you quit then?
No, but they're the Giants. The Braves are good.
Quitting is for losers.
Yeah, quitting is for losers. I'm on the show with a bunch of losers today.
Well, here's the problem. We're right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you're gonna.
I have never seen a collapse, an emotional collapse, yeah, like you are demonstrating right now. You're throwing in the towel. You're like waving
game,
the white towel, throwing it into the ring.
Did you watch last night?
It wasn't our night.
Wait, it hasn't been your night like five times.
Wait a minute. It was our night when Cody Bellinger hit a three-run bomb. It was our night.
By the way, Cody doesn't hit that shot and the series is already over.
Of course, but he did.
Right.
Hey, if
he just delayed the inevitable.
If Corey Seager makes that play in the ninth inning of game two, we're still playing that game. We still have a chance to win game two.
Right. Everybody has ifs. I mean, you got to perform.
You just throw out an if.
You got to perform.
You're an ifer. Just threw out an if.
They're not performing. They're not performing.
But there's
you
no,
can lie to the people and
I'm
say
not
that
lying
the
to
Dodgers
the people.
Are going to come
I
back
belief.
And win this series.
I have belief.
You are crazy.
I have belief.
You've lost your
I've
mind.
I've seen him win bullpen
Go
games
home
all
put
year
on
long.
All black because you're going to
I've
a
I've seen him win bullpen games all year long. I have no doubt that they're going to win tonight.
Okay. I mean, not even watch tonight.
Oh, God.
I think that I.
What are you gonna watch? Real Housewives?
Yes.
You know what?
Reunion Part 3.
The only people that watch Real Housewives are women, gay guys, and you.
Yes, I'm proud of my fellow Housewives fanatics. Yeah, and well, who's Andy Cohen have on tonight? I'm not watching baseball. Come on.
All right. More of your calls. We'll spin the wheel of questions. I've actually got a dark piece of audio from Tim Legler about the Lakers that I want to play at 2 o'clock today.
Okay.
Based in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It was a sleepy crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't try it.
It was a sleepy crowd. It was. I mean, I want to see people up with their towels waving. You wave your towels tonight, people. If you're at that game, you wave your towels. Be a towel waver. Don't be a loser. Don't be a spineless loser like these guys.
Because towel wavers are associated with winning at all points.
Wave your towels. Okay, I've got all Dodger-related questions on the Wheel of Questions today.
Okay, good.
Okay? So it's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of, yes, all Dodger-related questions on the wheel. Give it a spin, Jorge. Ah, okay. This was a real-life event that happened last night. So I thought Section 41 was my lucky section because that's where I saw Cody Bellinger hit the three-run bomb.
Got it.
Sat down there. What happened was there was a guy who was three Micheladas in, standing up in front of me, yelling, "Fire Dave! Fire Dave!" And it was so, he did it, I'm telling you, he did it after every bad thing happened, after every pitching change,
Clearly had an agenda.
So what is, and he was trying to get everybody, come on, fire Dave! It's like nobody's doing that. What was the proper protocol? Should I have called security? Should I have talked the guy directly? What should I have done?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
You can't call security because he's not doing anything that violates
protocols.
He was drunken. But was he accosting another patron?
No, he was not accosting anybody. He was just standing going, right. Fire Dave!
Yeah, you have the right to stand and yell Fire
Is
Dave.
Is stupidity not a reason to call security?
Oh, God, if it was, half the people who work here wouldn't be working here anymore.
Jorge, would you have done anything?
No, because you're not. I've drank three Micheladas, and it doesn't get you drunk.
Oh, no. Would you have stood and...
Look, you have something against...
Come on, Fire Dave!
There's a pattern here.
What? Oh, I can't stand drunken people at a game.
Yeah, at the Rams games, Mason had these unbelievable seats.
Yep.
And he demanded that the Rams change his seats because he said there's an obnoxious drunk guy that sits in front of him.
Not sitting next to that guy for the next 50 years.
And now you say there's an obnoxious drunk guy. I just think anybody who makes noise you call obnoxiously drunk.
No. A towel waivers I love.
There's no noise in a towel waving.
Yeah, by the way, if a guy's standing up in front of me and waving a towel, that's more annoying than a guy
yelling. No, because I'm waving mine.
I'm trying to watch the game.
I'm waving my towel.
Do you yell at everybody when the wave goes by?
No, but I don't stand up. I just raise my hand slightly.
Yeah, I do the same.
Just raise my hand slightly. Oh, all right, fine.
You got to just leave him alone, man. Like, whatever. People are going to be ridiculous.
You got to let guys like that punch themselves out.
Yeah.
He never punched. I'll tell
or
you what.
Or go back to the press box.
That guy.
You don't like it, go back to the
press box. Yeah, go back to that auxiliary press box way out there.
Behind the left field foul pole. Unbelievable that's where the press get. I mean, I don't know who made that. Does that Major League Baseball putting us out there?
I think it's the Dodgers. They get to decide who goes where.
Even at the NLCS?
I think so.
They're putting me out in the middle of the night. I might as well be watching the game on friggin' TV. I might as well be at your house.
Right, but think about if you're the Dodgers.
Right.
You're a non-paying customer. Why would I can sell the good seats. Why do I want to give the good seats to a non-paying customer?
2 years ago, the auxiliary press box was reserved deck behind home plate. And that's the way it was for years and years until either the Dodgers or MLB said, that's fine, go sit by the left field foul pole. That's why I got to buy a ticket. And by the way, in section...
Yeah, you can't complain if you're getting in for free.
In section four tonight, I will be there. I'll buy a beer.
Greg, is what you just said, did you just say it to me or did you say it also to Mason?
No, just to you.
Okay.
What was it?
Three guesses who's starting for the Dodgers tonight. I bet you don't get it.
So it's obviously not Knable.
It's not Knable.
It's not Phil Bickford. I'll go Justin Brule.
0-1. Get two more guesses.
I'll go Evan Phillips.
0-2. One more guess.
I'll
give you one hint. I'm trying to remember if this guy ever started. I think maybe earlier in his career he was a starter.
He was. I can give you a really
Joe
good
Kelly.
Hint.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't he a starter earlier
he
in
was,
his career?
Yeah, he was
he
a starter when he was in St.
Louis.
Yeah.
And he hurt Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah, he's the one that busted Hanley Ramirez.
Now they're going to look for two innings out of Joe Kelly.
Well, if he used to be a starter,
I was
going to
give
more.
You this hint right here. Mariachi Kelly.
Mariachi, that's right. Yeah. By the way, did you see what they did out in the outfield? There's Mariachi Kelly. There's actually a cardboard cutout of Joe Kelly in the mariachi band.
Well, what they should do tonight is they should get that cutout and dress Joe Kelly in all black.
They brought
because
Andy
this
Burns
is the end.
Andy Burns onto the roster for Justin Turner. I mean, I think Andy Burns has been in witness protection. I have not heard from him in a really long time.
I don't even know who that is. It sounds like an accountant.
Yeah.
Jason in La Puente is online. He wants to jump
Hope
in here.
Not a quitter.
Hey, Jason, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Great show.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, I'm not quitting on the Dodgers. And, John, I think you need to fill your glass up from empty to half full.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mace and Greg, can we agree that Justin Turner was a dead out anyways?
Yep.
And also, we're not talking about Trey Turner is an out, easy out.
But he has been.
Why don't we just replace him with Gavin Lux and then bring him in, just Trey Turner in as a pinch runner in a critical situation and have him and late inning defense?
I just don't know that you can do that with the guy who just won the batting title. I think now
yeah,
I would,
but he's not doing anything right now.
Yep.
Why aren't we starting Pujols?
We are starting tonight.
Tonight you are.
Yeah, okay. We're facing a lefty, okay. So he's okay. Starting tonight.
Okay, if everything is like just like I said, we have a recipe for success. And also, Steve.
Yeah.
I would just like to advise you just to stay home, save your money.
Wait a minute.
Not go to the game. And just buy an ounce of Jorge Yesca and just do your little ritual from the bed.
Yeah. What makes you think? Hey,
from the bed to the couch to the floor.
What makes you think he's not taking the poor Yesca to the game?
No, I don't. I'm driving, so I'm not taking the poor Yesca to the game. But I was there for the Bellinger 3-run homer, man.
Yeah,
I'm good luck.
And Jorge tried to talk him into leaving.
Yeah. But anyways, good show, fellas, and gotta run.
Go. All right, thanks. Actually, we got to run. Why did he say he's got to run? We've got to run.
Well, I don't care if we go anywhere.
Yeah.
Bergman's the only one who cares if we break.
Lineup is out.
Do you want to give it or are you holding it?
We'll give it to you next. The lineup is out. We'll give it to you next. Plus, more of your calls, 877-710-ESPN.
You know what another name for the Dodger lineup is tonight?
Oh, God. Stop.
No, seriously.
Stop.
You know what it is?
What is it?
Paul Bears.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Okay, so the Dodgers lineup for tonight's game is out. Mookie Betts leading off, Trey Turner batting second, Corey Seager in the three hole, Will Smith batting cleanup, AJ Pollock is fifth. He's actually not been very good. Albert Pujols sixth, Chris Taylor, who's been money, seventh, and Cody Bellinger, who's been money, eighth, with Joe Kelly as the starting pitcher. To me, that means we could see Blake Treinen early. We're going to see the high leverage guys early in the game to keep us in this thing. We may see Kenley in the eighth. I mean, it's going to be all holds barred. Does that even make sense there? All holds will be barred.
Well,
not none of them, all of them.
If Kenley pitches in the eighth,
yes,
you know who pitches the ninth? The Grim Reaper.
He's bringing a scythe to the mound.
Yes. Come out there. Wait, is that what that thing's called?
It's called a scythe.
A scythe, one blade.
Bringing
thing?
The scythe out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked and stunned and appalled disappointed that you have thrown in the towel.
Well, not only have I thrown in the towel, I'm surprised that you are selling this sham of a chance.
It's not a sham. You really don't think the Dodgers can win one game, a bullpen game?
I don't.
They did it all year long.
No. I bet they looked lifeless last night.
They did it all year long.
I think if Major League Baseball had a choice, they would have gone back and said, I know the Bellinger home run was great, but you guys look dead on the road.
We're
calling this series.
You know what? They lost on two walk-offs to start the series. I would argue that game two, Cody Bellinger Corey Seager should have made that play.
Okay, by the way, you know how when...
Oh, God, here comes a joke.
No. Oh. When Kenley comes in, he has his own music.
Yeah.
Used to be California Love.
Yeah.
When the Grim Reaper comes in the night, this is what they play.
Oh, God. This is what they're going to play when Kenley Jansen comes in.
Think about it. This actually would not be a bad song.
Oh, it actually is a good song.
Like, if I was an elite closer, I might.
That's a great call. I hope they do play that for Kenley.
I would come out to
this. That's right. I'm going to end this game.
Right. That's a great closer song.
That is a great closer song.
Maybe we stumbled into something here.
Yeah.
Here's Ryan in Azusa on line one. Hey, Ryan, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, John and Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I just have one quick thing to say. This is mostly geared toward John.
Yeah.
John, so with regards to the Dodgers in the World Series, I just have one quick word for you, and that word is whoosh.
Yeah, Mason ruined his whoosh. That's true.
That's right. The whoosh may have hurt.
The whoosh now has a different splash sound, right, Jorge? The whoosh now sounds like somebody jumping off a boat.
I haven't jumped off the boat. You guys jumped off the boat. I didn't jump. I'm
on
the boat.
Water's nice. Jump in.
I'm on the boat. It's me and Rose on a raft.
Yeah, here you go. Right on cue.
It's me and Kate Winslet on a raft.
Hey, were you the one that told me the joke?
I don't even know if we can tell it anymore, can we?
Yeah, probably not. It's so good, though. I know, don't do it.
I won't do it. It's okay.
We'll get canceled.
Oh, I know.
Here's Jeff in Santa Monica. Hey, Jeff, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, so, the Dodgers need 3 wins in a row, right?
Yep.
So, Ireland, how many 3-game winning streaks do you think the Dodgers have had this year? Give me a number.
If I had to guess, they've had a lot. If I had to guess, I'd say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 or 20.
23.
Yeah.
All they have to do is, this is where they belong. Plus,
Jeff,
they did the same thing last year. Weren't they down 3-1 to Atlanta last year?
Jeff, last year, we had Clayton Kershaw. We had Justin Turner. We had Max Muncy. Cody Bellinger wasn't hitting 150.
Wait, Cody Bellinger's leading the team in RBIs right now.
In the postseason.
Yeah, in the postseason.
I just think the Dodgers aren't the Dodgers. They're too beat up.
Hey, I agree with you, man. This is deja vu. We've done it all year long. And the way I look at when you're down in a series, you've got to say this. We are one game away from Max Scherzer being in the mound. One win away from a Max Scherzer in game six to force game seven.
All right, Jeff, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks,
Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
If I told you
Yep.
that the Dodgers will advance, okay, your dream comes true
yep.
that they come back from this 3-1 deficit.
Yep.
But then they lose to the Astros. Do you even want to win this series?
Yeah, I want to take my chances.
You want to make it to the World Series?
I want to make it to the World Series.
Yeah.
That would be what? Four World Series in 5 years? Four World Series in 6 years? What would that be, Bergman?
If they make it, it's 4-6.
2018,
it's
2017.
It's 3-5 now.
It's 3 out of 5 now, right. So it would be 4 out of 6. Yeah, I would take my chances against the Astros. Astros look, they look good. That series is, by the way, everybody hits in that series.
Our buddy Steve Clarkson just hit me with a text.
Hey, Steve.
This is an interesting question.
Okay.
I don't even know if they could, but didn't you say that they're going to activate somebody to replace Justin Turner tonight
because
he's hurt?
They did.
Okay.
Andy Burns.
All right. And Steve's not advocating this. He's just asking if Dodger fans are this desperate.
Mm-hmm.
If Trevor Bauer called you and said,
no,
I want to pitch. Wait a minute.
Stop it.
Wait. You don't even consider.
I don't ever want to pitch another game for the Dodgers.
Even if it gets you to the World Series.
Not ever pitching another game for the Dodgers.
Even if
I hate the fact that, by the way, he releases a stupid video every day the Dodgers play. It's just such a jerk move.
Does he really?
Yeah. Didn't he release a video today?
I don't know. He was trending at one
point. He was trending
at one
point.
Why are we talking about that guy? Stop it.
Yeah.
Because now, here's an interesting thing. Baseball's got a rule on this guy. They haven't done it.
Sure.
It's the same thing with Deshaun Watson in football.
Yeah, there's an investigation. It'll take as long as it takes. I saw Ken Rosenthal said he'll be suspended for at least one season.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
By the way, I don't think that's ridiculous for Deshaun Watson.
Suspended for a season?
Yeah.
No, I don't either. There are legal proceedings that still need to be carried out before baseball can make a ruling.
Yeah, here's John in Fullerton. Hey, John, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm staying positive. Tonight's a bullpen game. A bullpen game for the Dodgers is not that bad anymore. And think about last night, all the best relievers the Dodgers have weren't used. So we got Joe Kelly starting, and then we can go to Vesia, Trinan, Jansen.
Yep.
Get us 7-6 and get a lead in game six. Brave fans will say, here we go again. And the Dodger fans will be saying, here we go again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I will say
this.
This
is a good attitude.
I think the Braves win tonight. But if they don't, if the Dodgers win, I love Scherzer in game six.
Right. Well, and so I don't get why you throw in the towel on one game. Why throw in the towel on one game?
Because
they just need a one game performance tonight.
They can't hit.
That changes, man. That changes. Bellinger can rise from the dead and hit a 3-run bomb.
Yeah,
Trey Turner can find himself tonight. It's not
as
though.
Do you think Trey Turner's going to find himself tonight?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I think he'll get on base and I think he'll steal
you're
a
trying
base.
To see
put
Craig
money on it.
Everything.
Put money on it.
Get on base and steal a base.
Mythical money. How much am I put on it?
I've already got $20,000 mythical dollars on the game itself.
Put some more.
He's put enough money in his mouth.
Thanks, John, for the phone call. Here's Matt in Dallas. Matt, you're listening to us in Dallas?
Yes, sir. You guys make it worthwhile to live out here, I'll tell you that.
Excellent. what do you think about tonight?
Well, obviously, John and Jorge are managing expectations here. I'm a Dodger fan and an Angels fan, and I know all about managing expectations. So, clearly you guys want them to win.
Yep.
But realistically, and also I think you're just doing it to make Mason a little irate, but it's pretty awesome. I love listening to you guys. Second point, though, Mason, I had to do this for my 80-year-old mother-in-law. when she couldn't figure out how to drop a pin. So you buy it's called a tile. Have you heard of the tile?
Oh yeah, I've heard of the thing that always buzzes. Oh yeah, it buzzes when you're near to it, right?
You buy the tile and you just leave it in your car. There's an app on your phone and you just follow it to the dot. You don't have to drop a pin and you can find your car wherever it is.
Very good idea. Very good idea.
I put one in my mother-in-law's car. So thanks so much, guys.
Okay, thanks, man. Yeah,
thanks, man. Well, that's perfect for
you. Half the game I'm thinking, I hope I can find my car. I have so much trouble finding my car at Dodger Stadium. How did you do that last night? Actually, no problem. I bought parking in a really small lot.
Okay.
That's what I need.
So did you buy it again for tonight?
Yeah, I bought it again. It's like lot L. There's only like 11 cars fit in it. Okay, there's no way I can screw it up.
So be honest.
Yeah.
How much to park in lot L?
120.
You just handed $120 to Frank McCourt.
How could
that
you?
Matter of fact, $220. And wait, no, you went to all three.
Yeah,
right?
All three. Yep.
$330 to Frank McCourt.
Oh God, I paid for another week at the montage.
You did. Well, no, that you know what that gets him? Early check-in.
Early
check-in,
exactly.
That place is pricey.
Yeah, I got no choice but to do it because otherwise I will never
You'll
find
spend
my
the rest
car.
Of the night looking for your car.
Yeah, it's so freaking embarrassing. You know, one time ago I took my mom to an Imagine Dragons concert at the Forum.
Okay.
And when we came out, and by the way, my mom put a blue streak in her hair.
Good for her.
Just because she was like hip and I wanted to be all Imagine Dragons-y. And we came out of that. It took us an hour to find our car after we came out of the Forum.
Yeah,
and my 70-year-old mom is humping around this place trying to find it.
Yeah, this is not a thing. You just take a picture of where the closest thing is to you.
It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me.
I wish I could go to a game with you and show you how easy this is. They have giant lamps that look like baseballs with numbers on them.
Correct, but there's every only lot. One. No, there's only one in each section.
Right, so take a picture of that, and you're in the section where you need to
be. No, I know I'm in lot L. I know. Okay. I'm in a super
you
small
just said
lot.
There's 11 cars. How hard is it to
I know.
Find your car?
I'm not worried about it tonight. After the win, everybody will be celebrating anyway. Don't mind. You honk your horn. You wave your towel. You do all that stuff.
Okay. I'm not rooting against you. I hope the Dodgers pull off a miracle,
but this is
the end.
I'm shocked and stunned that God.
I mean, how
Seriously?
Much more evidence do you need?
Give
Rosario
some,
had more hits by himself than the whole Dodger
give
team
Give me some
last
Kendrick
night.
Lamar. We going to be all right? We going to be all right?
No, we ain't going to be all right.
We going to be all right?
All of our best players are hurt.
We going to be all right?
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, again with the quitting.
Yeah.
Again with the quitting. Jumping. Well, look. You're not allowed to, if they win tonight, say, oh, I think we're back in it. You're not allowed to because you've already said the series is over.
I don't think even if they win tonight, they can win this
series. Okay, so even after they win, you're still going to say they've lost the series.
Yeah, I think that Atlanta will win one.
Because you have to stick with this position.
Correct. Atlanta will win one of the two games in Atlanta if the Dodgers win tonight.
But we're going to game 7 if we win tonight.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on. Scherzer's going to win game 6.
Scherzer just said he has a dead arm.
He's had full rest.
What full rest?
He's had full rest from his last appearance.
From the dead arm appearance?
From his last start, yeah. We going to be all right, John.
Yeah,
give
not.
Me some Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, if you need a charity appearance from one of the Dodger players, they'll be available
oh, God.
This weekend.
This is brutal. Brutal. All right, coming up next for you. John, I got a piece of sound I want to play for you. I talked yesterday about the Lakers, and I was there for a quarter and a half. And saw the rest of the game on TV
more like
and
a quarter.
And saw Russell Westbrook really struggle to fit in. I've got a piece of sound that I want you to react to. It's from Tim Legler, and we'll do that coming up next for you. Plus more Dodgers. Tonight is a shock the world night. Tonight is a night when a bullpen game. Joe Kelly's going to give us a couple of good innings to start the game, and we're going to get through to Max Fried. I'm telling you, tonight is a win. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.